You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Bob Nation!
Let's go.
If y'all could have just heard the conversation we just had. I'm learning new things about you every day, bro.
It's, I think that I should have my own, like, podcast just for my outlandish takes.
You should join Jake and Rissa,
then. There you go.
That maybe sounds like the worst podcast ever.
Why, bro? It's going to be fun.
It's going to be that Utah podcast, worst ever.
Wow.
You guys, second worst.
Shots fired. We haven't even recorded an episode yet. Welcome into DMVR Bus Prime Time. We're presented by Illegal Pete's, everyone's go-to spot for burritos, buddies, and beers. We kind of hinted at it yesterday, but the men's basketball team, starting to fall apart after today.
Yeah. I mean, like we kind of said, it was, well, we'll save it for later.
We'll get to it. We're going to dig into April. Man, it's turning into one of, if not the biggest recruiting month under Coach Prime thus far.
Sheesh.
But we start today with the recent proposed rule change here by the College Football Oversight Committee, who is pushing to expand coaching roles of all staff members. Mm. And this is something that we've... You know, Coach Prime is, the doors are open, right? Everyone's welcome, former players, his friends, coaches, to come in, not only to, just to really get a glimpse, though, of what's going on at Boulder, but they may actually now be able to help more in the near future. This is from Ross Dellinger of Yahoo Sports. The NCAA Football Oversight Committee introduced a legislative proposal this month that would expand the abilities of a football support staff, permitting all staff members to provide players skill and tactical coaching instruction both during practice and games. This would eliminate the policy limiting coaching instruction to only the NCAA's maximum of 11 countable coaches, the 10 assistants, and head coaches. So basically, this would allow people like Coach Colbert, Shador's quarterback coach, freedom to actually participate in some degree in practices and, you know, help a little more game day.
Wouldn't he have to get a title, though, from the school?
Probably, but you're allowed to rotate now these coaches who are allowed to contribute. So all the analysts that we have on staff, people potentially like Coach Sapp or Ocho Cinco who could come in, if they are on the staff, could help out a lot more.
Do you want my, well-thought-out, take on this, or do you want the truth?
I want the truth first, and then we can go more nuanced.
Okay, here's the truth, NCAA. Everyone's already doing this. So, the rule is not working. And here's the other truth. Even if you get caught doing this, minor slap on the wrist violation, teams are probably self-reporting this every year. Because you got to self-report a little bit so that you don't get in trouble for... They don't suspect you're doing more.
Of course.
And we're all just wasting our time by pretending like this is against the rules.
You're not lying there. I mean, this is typical NCAA stuff where they know of things that are going on. They're completely aware of it because not only self-reporting, it's just what happens.
Yep.
And then almost when it's too late, and it's the rule is just so ignored, they're like, all right, we'll change this. We'll just allow it.
Right. Right. Yeah, and so it's already gotten completely out of hand. It's being the rules getting railroaded every single day. And so that's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's my take on this. Why wouldn't everyone who's around be able to coach the kids? What are we accomplishing by trying to stop these you know, up-and-coming football players from getting as much possible help as they can? For example, technically, when Terrell Owens visits Colorado, he's not allowed to, like, coach the players on the field.
Right.
Why? I have no fucking clue.
Well, and how about these coaches who are trying to grow in their profession who aren't allowed to do certain things because the NCAA just says no?
Yeah. It's a completely and utterly brainless rule. The pushback on this rule I saw is, well, then you can just have unlimited coaching staffs.
Yeah, the rich get richer is what major complaint is.
In terms of, oh, if you can afford to pay so-and-so $100,000 just to come coach every Wednesday or whatever, right, you can. So what? Does that really change much?
No, but the NCAA just does these weird things where they control how much you can do on the field, especially outside of actual football season.
Let me tell you something. The rich are already only getting richer.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing stopping them from continuing to get richer. And it has nothing to do with coaching. And it has everything to do with talent acquisition. And talent acquisition is now just a competition of who has the most money.
Yep.
So my thing is, don't stop some kid at New Mexico from being able to get tips from Brian Urlacher.
Right.
Because he wants to come, you know, spend time at his old school for a year, but yeah, they already have the max coaching staff. Just because you think, like, oh, well, then Alabama's going to be able to bring on Julio Jones as a quality control guy, and he's great.
Yeah.
Let them, like, the goal is to put the student athletes in the best position to advance in their life and their career, mm-hmm, right? Trying to limit the amount of coaches. And look, coaching staffs aren't going to want 100 people around. They're going to definitely take advantage of this if it happens.
For sure.
But it's not like all of a sudden some, like, let's just say Texas A&M, right? They have the most money, or Ole Miss. Like, they're going to hire, like, everyone gets their own personal coach.
Right.
Like, that would drive everyone insane.
For sure.
You still are going to have position coaches that are leading the way. And, yeah, give them more help. Allow them to, you know, get more people on the field and get more good influences in these players' lives.
But once again, these kids need it because rosters have ballooned to like 115, 120 yep, kids when you factor in walk-ons, preferred walk-ons. And if you're only allowing 12 coaches, like, the math just doesn't work. Like, some kids aren't going to get the same level of coaching as others. And we already hear about when you go through the NFL draft process, especially in the trenches, how guys are coming into the league underdeveloped and how the NFL is having to teach a lot to these new players who come in because they just don't have the time or the resources when they're in college to get the coaching they deserve.
Yeah, absolutely. And so that second part I said, that's the well thought out. You know, I sat back, thought, what are the pros and cons?
Mm-hmm.
The real take is, this is already happening. Stop trying to stop it. Not even trying. That's the problem with these NCAA rules.
Yeah.
There's rules that they're not even actively trying to police.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my whole thing, is like, don't make a rule if you don't think you can police it.
It's fair enough. This proposal is now in a 6-week socialization stage as members of the oversight committee receive feedback from their conferences. The committee is scheduled to meet in May to assess the feedback and potentially adopt the legislation. Craig Bull, who is the coach at Wyoming, who is on the AFCA, that's the American Football Coaches Association, he's actually the executive director. He said, this is probably the most common sense approach that we could make. For years, we've had analysts and quality control coaches who have had a desire to coach. So much has changed with the landscape, with players now being compensated. To be concerned that you're going to have an assistant quarterback coach out there coaching is counterproductive. It's been a compliance nightmare.
I bet. I mean, my only fear here is that the Big 12 other coaches and universities would be against this because they could see,
what's
how
coming.
Much of an advantage it would be for Colorado.
Yeah.
And here's the thing is, they already know that it is. And last year you had Pac-12 coaches kicking and screaming about what was going on at Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think the players are thinking to themselves like, oh, man, it's not that cool that Torello and showed up because he can't actually coach you on the field.
Right.
Like, they're thinking that's incredible. But if T.O. or Coach Ocho were able to get an official – you know, quality control or analyst title, mm-hmm. and you know they're going to do it for cheap, if not free. And they're able to come and be in the well-off videos, like coaching these guys on their releases on the field. It's going to be a huge advantage for Colorado. So I do worry that the Big 12 would be against it simply because they find it to be too big of an advantage for the Buffs.
For sure. Craig Bull with another quote. So, again, we talked about this a few weeks ago, but they're allowing in-helmet communication devices and tablets on the sideline now?
Officially.
I think so.
Because I heard Coach Prime talk about it recently. I haven't seen that this is officially in line for this year yet. Anyways, you can go on.
The NCAA Rules Committee recommended the implementation of player-to-helmet communication system. I don't know.
What does that mean?
Anyways, Craig Bull had this other quote. He said, with the tablets on the sideline, it seems counterproductive as coaches not to allow coaching duties during the games. And that's a great point. You could have the play there, but you can't have an analyst like actually help you, like walk you through the play and like coach you.
Yeah. And again, they still would.
Yes. For sure.
And, like, they're not even hiding it.
No.
I'm not going to call out specific examples, uh-huh. but just watch a game. Watch who's talking to the players on the sidelines, and then look up what that person's title is.
Yeah. Yeah, it's in plain sight.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Again, this committee is supposed to meet in May. I'm assuming we'll get word on this for sure, and then the in-helmet communication devices and tablets officially around that time.
Just want to point this out because it was brought up in the comments, and I don't want to get into another where is blank saga.
Oh, Lord.
But Coach App did tell us he would be in Boulder in March, and there are 4 days left in March.
And we're on spring break.
And we're on right spring now. Break.
I don't have anything to add to that.
Okay. All right.
Just wait and see, I guess.
New saga just dropped. Actually, it's not new.
How many are we in the middle of right now? Is the Cormani saga over for now?
No.
We're in a Des Moines Kennedy / David Connor saga.
Yep.
Coach Prime was lost today. Are we in a Coach Prime saga?
We're not in a Coach Prime saga, but...
He was hard to find.
Did we get an update that he was found?
I could check his Instagram. I hope he's been found. I mean, I think he'll do okay for himself. He was on like a bench at a golf course. Like,
yeah,
I don't think he's in immediate danger, but
Coach Prime, speaking Spanish, sent me and then he couldn't think of the word for help or loss.
Yeah. Here we go. 3 hours ago. Update the Darius found him. I told you, Darius. I'm not hard to find. You're a good man. I don't care what they say about you.
Thank you, Darius.
Oh, man, doing the Lord's work.
It wasn't that long ago that, like, when you left the country, you couldn't use your phone.
Yeah.
Thank God for that.
Shout out to our friends over at Coors Light. It's actually a beautiful day out here in Denver now. We had two rough days.
I forgot that we didn't have lunch today. So then I walked over to Jimmy John's, and I was like, wow, what a day.
Yeah.
Beautiful out.
No, that was rough for me, too. I walked in thinking I could get a chicken Caesar wrap. And
bro, crispy buffalo chicken Caesar wrap was going to hit so hard.
I know. I was ready, but damn. We still have Coors Light in the bar, though. We always have Coors Light in the bar.
Oh, yeah.
Got it on draft. Got in the Silver Bullets. Like I said, today it's patio season, so hit up patio, crush a couple Coors Lights.
By the way, did you see what they're doing down there?
I actually don't know what's really going on today.
I didn't know this was happening. I think I'm breaking news right now.
I saw we have a arcade machine coming in.
Yes. So, breaking news. Now at the DNVR bar, Golden Tee, which is all time, and four-way Pac-Man.
Wow. Tabletop. Like the, okay, yes. Hell yeah.
Four-way, four-player, tabletop Pac-Man.
Anything else?
Touch Tunes, but that is what it is.
We're moving on up, though.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, it's just the jukebox. Yeah.
Come into DMVR Bar, play some of the new arcade games, crush a few Coors Lights. When it's time to chill, Coors Light is the beer I reach for, so when you want to hit reset, grab the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Instacart by going to CoorsLight.com/DNVR. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
And shout out to Circa Sportsbook, man. Rough weekend for the dogs.
Dogs were not barking.
They were not barking, but the dogs shall bark again. And when the dogs are barking, you want to make sure that you are at Circa Sportsbook because Circa Sportsbook offers the best odds. And heck, even if you are a terrible person who likes to bet on favorites during March Madness,
yep.
Which I actually don't even, I don't know, I'd have to do the math. But either way, you would want to be at Circa Sportsbook because Circa offers the best odds. Look, if you're a beginner sports bettor, you're not really, you don't really know what you're doing. You're just looking for, you know, the sportsbook to tell you what to do. There might be other options. If you're a true blue sports gambler and you want to be able to take home the most money, the best potential winnings at the end of the year, you want to be, you know, filing taxes on your winnings because you're raking it in so much. Yep. You want to be at Circa Sportsbook. So make sure that you get over to CircaSports.com, download the Circa Sports Colorado app, and bet with Circa Sports. Of course, Circa Sports bets can only be made while physically located in the state of Colorado. Must be 21 or older. All rights reserved. Circa Sportsbook Colorado encourages you to gamble responsibly. Gambling problem, call or text 1-800-GAMBLER or visit problemgamblingcolorado.org.
Well done. All right. As I mentioned, this is shaping up to be a massive recruiting month for the Buffs.
Yeah, man. I'm looking at your notes here. This is pretty crazy.
It's pretty insane. We just had Juju Lewis and Aaron Gregory, 2 5-stars in last weekend, or on Friday for that last practice before spring break. Probably the two most high-profile guys we've had so far. But we are getting some blue chippers into Boulder very, very soon. So, starting at the beginning of the month, April 6th, 2025 three-star wide receiver Elijah Durham will be visiting. He's out of West Bloomfield, Michigan. Three-star player on the 247 Sports Composite, 891st player, 138th overall wide receiver. They've been recruiting Michigan hard.
Yeah.
They got some dogs out there.
They do.
If I remember correctly, West Bloomfield, is that Brandon Davis Swain?
Sounds right. That does sound right.
So, again, April 6th for him. April 12th, we've got two of them. Trajan Odom, a 4-star defensive lineman out of Cary, North Carolina, goes to Weddington High School, top 300 player, 292nd player on the 247 Sports Composite, 33rd overall defensive lineman, 6'5", 275. Okay. Has a great offer list.
6'5", 275 in high school.
Yeah. The next guy visiting with him on the 12th will be Jackson Colick. He is a 4-star quarterback out of Laguna Beach, California, 453rd player on this 247 Sports Composite, 30th overall quarterback, 6'3.5", 225. Could be a local battle. He's also visiting Colorado State the weekend before.
Questionable. I don't know about his decision-making. It's important for a quarterback, too.
He's a West Coast kid. He's just taking it all in out here.
Well, I don't know why you'd want to go to the farmland then.
On April 15th, 2025, 4-star offensive tackle Micah DeBose will be visiting. He's from Mobile, Alabama, from Vigor High School, top 100 player, 68th overall player in the 247 Sports Composite, 8th overall offensive tackle, 6'5", 315, has 3 crystal balls to LSU.
Whoa.
But he's making a trip to Boulder. There's some interest.
All right. Shout out Mobile, Alabama.
Definitely. And then we talked about this guy on April 20th, Major Preston, the cornerback out of IMG Academy. He didn't have any rankings last time we talked about him. 247 Sports Composite now has him as a 3-star.
They listen to me.
They listen to you.
I like it.
440th overall player, 41st cornerback, IMG Academy, 5'11 and a half, 170 pounds. Another decent-looking offer list.
Did you ever watch How I Met Your Mother?
Not really.
Ah. There's a part in it when someone, anytime someone says, like, this is a major mess up, then they go, major mess up, reporting for duty. And every time you bring up Major Preston, I want to say that.
Just salute him every time?
Yeah.
Salute to you, Major Preston. All right. And then.
Or like, we should go to the general store. General store, reporting for duty.
Jesus. That's right up your alley.
Oh, yeah. It really is.
April 25th, 2025, 4-star edge, LaJesse Harold out of Tampa, Florida, will be in town. 126.
Great name, by the way.
It's 2 R's in Harold, by the way. And also, I've seen Jesse Harold and LaJesse. I don't know which is which.
And with 4 stars, you could say he's heralded.
Oh, my God. 126th overall player, 14th overall edge, 6'5", 215.
So, all-time great buff and also Colorado radio legend, Alfred Williams.
Uh-huh.
He used to use this term to describe a player. He would say, this guy's just a football-playing Jesse. And I don't know if anyone exactly knew what he meant, but you knew what he meant.
Yeah.
And that's what this makes me think of. He's a football-playing LaJesse.
He's got one of the best names on this list, definitely. And then here we go. 6 players have said they will be in Boulder on the 27th, the day of Colorado's spring game. And we start with Javon McFadden, a 4-star guard, rated 3 stars on the 247 Sports Composite, 451st overall player, from Upper Marlboro, Maryland, 6'5", 300, close with 1 Jordan Seaton.
I was going to say, sounds like a seat connection.
Yep. Also, another offensive lineman, Nick Brooks, 2025 4-star. He's got some crystal balls to Iowa, 173rd overall player, 18th overall tackle on the composite. 6'7", 345.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
We've talked about him before.
6'7", 345.
Then on the defensive side of the ball, Jarquez Carter is coming to town. 247 Sports Composite, 4-star, 360th overall player, 6'2", 284 out of Newberry High School in Newberry, Florida.
Okay.
Then another edge. This one came through today. Javion Hilson. He is a current Florida State commit. He's a 247 Sports Composite, 4-star, 35th overall player, the first edge overall in the class.
With the way that, I know it'll eventually change, but the way that edge talent is coming out right now, how is the best edge in the class a 4-star?
Well, he's the 35th overall player in the composite, too, and he's only a 4-star, so I don't know.
That's odd. He'll get the 5th star.
For sure. Again, Florida State commit out of Cocoa, Florida. Or is it Cocoa? How do they say it out there?
You'd have to ask our Florida people, but
let me know.
I would guess it's Cocoa.
And then 2 more. We've talked about Michael Fasusi before. He's a 5-star offensive tackle out of Louisville, Texas. He'll be in town for the spring game, 6'4", 285. And then finally, Dorian Barney. He's a 2026, the only 26 guy. A lot of emphasis on 25, but he's coming in from the 26 class. 247 Sports Composite, 4-star, 32nd overall player, 3rd-rated cornerback out of Suwanee, Georgia, where Travis is from, Peachtree Ridge High School, 6'1", 170 pounds.
Let's go. Let's go. So oh, Cocoa, that? They're saying. Oh, see? Maybe they're just laughing at you for saying that.
Well, I know it's Ocala, but it's O-C-A-L-A.
That's what else would it be?
I don't know.
Ocala?
You tell me.
All right. I don't know.
Anyways. I think so, yeah. See?
Travis says you overthink words.
Yeah, and it's because of you.
It's working. Yeah, I think they're just going with cocoa because Mrs. Dawn says cocoa is crazy work.
Anyways, this is turning into the biggest recruiting month for Coach Prime, at least in this class, but could be so far. And he didn't have to go to any of their houses.
Wow. Couldn't you believe it?
How does he do it?
I don't know. I don't know. That's this is going to be amazing. And we're going to say this several different times. Like, oh, it's the biggest recruiting month because mm-hmm. it's only going to keep getting better.
Yep. We've already said it, too.
Oh, yeah.
But there you go. There's a recap. I'll put together a list once we get closer to the spring game. Yeah, Nicole's right. Coach Riz is working. He's been tagged in a lot of these. And I noticed a lot yesterday. 2027 offers are going out, too.
Yep.
A lot of them involving Coach Riz.
Love that. 27. That's crazy.
So we'll see. I'm sure there's more to come as well. And there's probably more that we won't know we're even in town until after visits.
Jared said he overthinks words because RK's always on his ass.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Oh, that's funny. We're due for a name game. I feel like. That is true.
That's on you, Alyssa.
Yeah. Let me know if we don't have much.
Well, if you want to do it tomorrow, let's do it.
Last time we played the name game, we got exposed. Both of us.
Why?
Because Alyssa threw out like R&B artists that we didn't know.
You put us in bad favor with the listeners. Yeah. All right. Shout out to the American Raptors at Infinity Park. And also just the great game of rugby. If you didn't get the ticket you wanted as an elite athlete, check out the opportunities at Infinity Park. Rugby just may be your next ride. The American Raptors are a rugby team out here in Colorado. Composed of athletes from all over the sporting world, former wrestlers, former football players, soccer players, whatever it is, you can hit them up and try and get on board and learn the great game of rugby for your next athletic venture. The red-hot American Raptors remain undefeated at home in 2024 wow. after their stunning comeback against second-place Yacare.
Let me see
Bro,
it.
It's literally spelt like that.
Where is it?
Third line of the CTA.
I would go with Yacare.
Whatever. I feel like I would have gotten
everyone
made fun
of. Of course everyone saw that stunning comeback. It was crazy.
Yeah, who did it?
I don't know.
The Raptors will look to extend their win streak to three games when they return to action at Infinity Park on Sunday, April 7th against Selknam. Kickoff is at 3 p.m. Tickets are only $10. And kids 12 and under are free. Experience an exciting afternoon of entertaining Raptors rugby in Rugby Town, USA. Shout out American Raptors at Infinity Park.
It's funny is Jake gets to choose who does he treat. He could have sent that one to me. But instead, I get American financing. No tough words in this read. And if you're from Colorado and you just hear 303-695-7000, you're like, oh, yeah, that's American financing. Because that's just what they do. They have been in town for a long time. And if you call today and tell them DNVR sent you, you can get a 10-minute no-obligation phone call and get a great deal on your mortgage or whatever you're looking to do. Customers save over $800 a month with American financing. So make sure you call our friends over at American Financing and get you into the best investment you can make in Colorado, a home. That's AmericanFinancing.net /DNVR. AmericanFinancing.net/DNVR or call 303-695-7000. Tell them DNVR sent you. NMLS 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org. APR for rates in the 5 start at 6.799%. for well-qualified borrowers. Call 303-695-7000 for details about credit costs and terms.
All right. Last little football note here. You mentioned this to me after the show. Indiana transfer edge Philip Bleedy is interested in Colorado. He's got visits set up with Washington, Arizona, and Oklahoma on the April 5th, 12th, and 19th, respectively. But Pete Nakos at On3 has reported that he's finding time to visit Colorado. Maybe a spring game visit for the transfer.
Let's go.
All right, let's get into it, man.
Yes, the sad news of the day.
It's been a rough day for CU basketball, CU men's basketball.
Yeah, I just got to say that we got to pay a little closer attention. Like, Luke O'Brien walked at senior day, and so did Tristan. Mm-hmm. And so you had a feeling that their time was coming to an end. Now, don't get me started on football senior day, because that was...
That threw a lot of us for a loop.
I still don't know what happened there. Yeah. But, you know, I think the losses were expected, at least for the most part. Remember, I don't remember if it was on the watch along or what, but I said, there is a slight chance that everyone comes back. And you said, like, very, very slight.
Yes.
And I said, yeah, it is very slight. It kind of rested on the fact of, like, I don't know, someone rallying the troops together and saying, let's run it back.
Or your idea of having a last dance-ish type of dinner.
Yes.
Where everyone rallies and goes, yeah, let's do it.
Let's run it back for one more. The more likely scenario, which we talked about on this show yesterday, was everyone going to explore their opportunities for many reasons. But the big reason right now is there's just a bag around every corner. For impactful players.
Yep.
And so these teams at the top are looking for role players. And a lot of them are able to pay more for role players than Colorado could pay for starters.
Yep.
And so I don't want to make it that everyone's chasing a bag. There's a million different reasons. You could miss home. You could... want to play in a different system. You could be asked to leave. We've seen that obviously happen, not only just for Coach Prime, but Tad Boyle's done it plenty of times.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of different reasons why, but I think the biggest reason why people are exploring the transfer portal right now is because it's a financial mistake to not explore the transfer portal and see what kind of money is out there for you. I think the hardest thing about this, Jake, is the transition into the Big 12.
Yeah.
If this wasn't a what you would hope would be a grand re-entrance, then I think everyone would just be like, that's okay. Down year next year in the Pac-12, we'll run it back.
Yeah.
But it's the dark cloud that is the quality of the Big 12 hanging over the dark cloud that is this team now needing to be almost entirely reassembled, I think, when all is said and done, that makes for what just feels like an impossible climb into being a relevant team next season. I fully expect Tristan DeSilva will declare for the draft. Cody Williams will declare for the draft. I think KJ Simpson will probably also declare for the draft.
Wynn said he'd be a first rounder, he thinks.
Yeah. So you're starting from scratch, truly. And it's going to be a tough scenario. It's also going to test Tad Boyle's willingness to build a team through the portal.
Yep.
And, you know, I think a lot of people thought there's a chance he'd retire after this year. I guess that's still a possibility. But if he doesn't, I think it's him accepting that he's going to have to play a different game. And hopefully with the new 5430 Alliance, go to 5430alliance.com if you want to help out, there's a little bit more of an NIL budget for Tad to go into the transfer portal. And there's this, like, have you seen all the highlights of this D2 kid
who's
blowing up from Colorado?
Yep.
So, you know, it's kind of like this year's Dalton Connect. Obviously, Dalton was at Northern Colorado, right?
Yep.
So he's at a little higher level. But you guys get the point. It's going to be a grind. It's going to be tough. And it's going to require some big hits out of the transfer portal for the Buffs to be who they, you know, they want to be next year. But I believe it was Grand, is it Grand Canyon, who did not have a single returning point from last year on this year's team, and they made it the second round of the tournament.
That sounds like Grand Canyon.
That's insane.
Yeah.
But it shows that it is possible if you get the right transfers. Not a single returning point. I think they had 9 returning minutes.
That's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, Eddie Lampkin, Javon Hadley, and then we already talked about Luke O'Brien on Monday, but he will officially be entering the portal as well. That's 3 starters. That's a few guys who have really grown in Colorado the last couple of years. You know, Javon Hadley came in last year, and you could see the growth in his game just from when he started. And Tad Boyle always talked about toughness when it came to Javon Hadley. And more so last year than this year, but they needed a guy like Javon Hadley very often just to, you know, just send it on the boards, man, just to try and crash the boards, try to create some rebounding opportunities because obviously in last season they had some issues with the big. Eddie comes in, and they become a much tougher team because of that, and you can say what you want about Eddie's defensive ability, and I know that's probably a big reason why this is happening, but he was a major key component of this team. And then Luke O'Brien has just grown as not only just a Colorado kid, why people loved him, but he's grown his game, really fleshed out his game over the last few years, so it sucks. The player you're talking about, though, is Colorado Mesa transfer Trevor Baskin. He's heard from Colorado, from CSU, from a variety of teams around the area.
Any relation to Carol Baskin?
I don't know. Who's that?
Did you see? Yeah.
Yeah,
did you
watch Tiger King? Yes, yes, yes.
That was a moment in time.
That was.
Yeah.
We're all holed up in our houses for COVID.
And yep.
Here comes Tiger King on Netflix to give us all something to watch and tweet about.
What a blessing. Oh, man. But, yeah, we'll see what happens going forward. But there's a lot of change coming for this team.
Definitely. Well, I will say this, regardless of, you know, whatever ends up happening with this roster, I'm really excited to see the development of Asan Jope and especially Bangot
Dak, man. Yeah. He could have a massive role next season. Asan Jope, I think, was the guy coming into the year that it was like, okay, we'll see what he can do. Maybe he becomes part of the rotation, but it was Bangot Dak who really carved out a role for himself.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got, man, he plays with personality. I'm really excited.
Yes,
he's going to be a fan favorite for a long time.
Yep. I just wanted to make sure who that was. I knew who that was. I just...
Yeah.
It's been a while since I've heard the name Carol Baskin. So
every time I think of it, I think of the song that they made about her. Well, it was viral on TikTok for a while.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. All right. I do think we have another break today, by the way. Sorry, I messed up. Shout out to our friends over at Empire Today. You can't really see it right now, but they came in and they redid the floors here in the studio, and they look amazing.
They really do.
You can get them in your home or business to replace your floors. All they do is flooring. They're not going to try and upsell you on anything else that you may need in your house. They're just trying to get your floors looking as good as possible. You can use their virtual floor designer. It's a great way to see how new floors will look in any space. It's easy to snap a picture, and you can instantly see how new floors will look in your room.
And once you see that, you'll be floored.
Oh, my God. You're in rare form today, bro. Schedule a free in-home estimate today, and all listeners can receive a $350 off discount when they use the promo code DNVR. Restrictions apply. See empiretoday.com/DNVR for details.
By the way, they said that these floors were scratch resistant.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't think that's going to hold up around here. It is held up pretty damn well.
I mean, the amount of furniture we move on this studio just with all different shows. Yeah.
And just like crazy people just slinging furniture around. It's the heathens that work here.
There are some heathens for sure.
Yes.
Empire Today's got us though. And then you want to shout out Fubo TV for me?
Sure. Huge shout out to Fubo TV. The best way to follow the Nuggets and Avalanche. The Nuggets, best team in the NBA, and they're going to make another deep run, and so you're going to want to watch everything this season. And then the Avalanche, tough loss last night, but Nathan MacKinnon kept his point streak going. They're so fun to watch. All of the midseason additions that they added are fitting in nicely. Again, you got to have Fubo if you want to watch them around here. Thanks to billionaire greed, but that's a topic for another day. So make sure you get Fubo so you can follow our favorite teams. Go to FuboTV.com/DNVR for a great deal.
Shout out to the guy in the comments in the beginning of the show who said I wrote banger articles. I appreciate that.
Yeah, that was sick and true.
I'll have a basketball one coming out today or tomorrow, and then early next week, you'll hear from Dylan Edwards High School head coach.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Damn, they are playing bangers downstairs.
I know. Is this the new, what's it called? The
new jukebox, I guess. Yeah. It's off to a hot start.
Let's go. All right, chat, what's up? Travis is asking, what's the line on the Buffs-Hawkeyes matchup?
I think I saw Iowa -9.5. Well, we started with Juvenile. What is this, Ja Rule? All right. Let's see what we got here. Colorado-Iowa. Oh, it's moved down. Buffs +7.5. 270, +275 on the money line. Interesting article in the Denver Post today.
Oh, gosh. What now?
It's not bad. Well, I guess you could argue that it helped give Iowa bulletin board material. But Tamia Sadler said that they're going to try to get into Caitlin Clark's head. And now that's, you know, been clipped and tweeted and is going viral. But she also said, like, yeah, she's going to throw her arms around and complain to the refs and all this stuff, and we just can't let it frustrate us. But they're like, it's going to be hard to get into her head, but we're going to try to get into her head.
I mean, that's what you got to do. Weta and Sherrod just got to be like gnats. They got to just be all over her.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think you need to set a precedent early and hope that the refs are willing to play ball. It was pointed out in the article that I read on the Denver Post that three starters fouled out for the Buffs in this game last year.
Let me see if I can pull up the box score.
Which is kind of disgusting. But that's the thing, is you want to play Caitlin Clark physically, right? You want to be all over her, like flies on shit.
Yep.
But the refs have to play a ball. And so if you're up in her grill on the first possession of the game and they blow a whistle, it's going to, like, you're going to have to kind of readjust so that you don't end up with three players fouling out again.
Yeah. Aaronette Vonleh, Frieda Foreman, and Jalen Sherrod fouled out in the Sweet 16 matchup last season.
They're three best players.
Pretty much, yeah.
Gotta find a way to, I don't know. A lot of that is just up to the refs. Are they going to let him play or not?
We'll see. The shit talk in the office has already started between Mitch and Spence.
I don't even want to get started with them.
I can't wait. Soldier Life Records.
Also,
LLC.
It's a great place for us to be able to talk shit back to them because, like, it's a no lose situation.
Yeah, yeah, we have house money.
Yeah, exactly, all house money.
Soldier Life Records LLC says, can a basketball program be successful alongside a national favorite football team and both coexist at the same university? Definitely. Look at Alabama.
Yeah, Alabama's had a solid basketball program in the last few years. Kansas.
Mm-hmm. Arizona's coming up.
Yeah, Arizona. I think it's possible. I do think that a school will always have an identity as one or the other.
Sure.
You know, like North Carolina, for example. Like, they've had some good football years, but everyone thinks of them as a basketball
school. Same with Kentucky.
Yep. So I think that Colorado's always going to be a football school. We even tried, because our football team was so bad in the early 2010s, and our basketball team was pretty good, to, like, rebrand ourselves as a basketball school just as a fan base.
Yeah.
It doesn't work.
Yeah.
Like, Colorado football has millions of fans. Colorado basketball has thousands of fans. Mm-hmm. And that just doesn't doesn't change. This is a football school.
Yeah. Yep. It's just how it goes. David says he's in Vegas about to hit up Circa right now. Oh. Enjoy, my friend.
Yep. I was actually supposed to be there today.
I don't... Would you have been able to physically make that happen?
I don't know. I'm so glad we don't have to find out.
If we were booked
I would love to be in Circa for all of the benefits of Circa. I just don't know if my body can do 3 more days in Vegas.
Fremont and everything else around there?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. MC says, what's the last college basketball champion that was basically one and doneers?
We've talked about this. I think with the new way that the transfer portal works, it won't be done again. I think it was probably Kentucky, like the Anthony Davis Kentucky team, I remember.
Yeah. So going back to look here.
But the point is, for example, I realize they're out now, but like Texas can take high-end talent and then add like Max Asemus from Oral Roberts,
mm-hmm.
comes over and joins them. And it's like, you have a senior, junior, upperclassman point guard who's played at the highest level. He's done it in the tournament. Those teams are going to beat teams of all freshmen.
Yeah.
It's going to be really, really hard for teams to succeed as heavily freshman one-and-done players. You're going to have to supplement that by getting veteran players from the transfer portal.
Yeah, I mean, just going through and looking.
2015 like, Duke, people are saying.
They had Jabari Parker. He was really the only freshman on that team, though.
Okay.
I guess they did have Jahlil Okafor, Justice Winslow as well.
Oh, yeah.
But they didn't really do anything in the NBA.
Well, neither did Jabari Parker.
I mean, true.
There's a hilarious Reddit thread. You can probably just Google it. Just Google Jahlil Okafor or Nikola Jokic.
Oh, gosh.
And there's a whole debate on Reddit over who you would rather have back when they were young.
I love that.
It's so funny to read. I thought Justice Winslow was going to be nasty in the NBA.
Yep.
I think he probably had the best career of the three, though.
Was 2014 UConn, was that the Kemba team?
Probably.
Let me see who was on this team. Actually, I think Kemba was before that. Yeah, Shabazz Napier was a senior on this team. Like,
I remember, I'm pretty sure LeBron tweeted that Shabazz Napier should go number one overall.
He said he was his favorite player in the draft.
Yeah, okay, that's what it was.
Yeah, it's been a minute. I guess it's dead.
From Artemis. On a side note, could we have a 21 questions type segment and just have Jake try to pronounce different names and places that guys are from?
If I could do it without RK sitting next to me.
No way. Yes. That's what makes it good content.
We should do that as a segment soon.
That would be fun.
And then we do have a 21 questions I'll put out tomorrow.
Ooh.
Yep. I forget who are.
Alton McCaskill.
Alton.
Nice. New 21 questions set to drop.
Yep.
Love that for us.
Super chat from Dom Peasy. Thanks, guys, for holding it down during the spring stretch. Was it me, or did Alto look like a young Eric Dickerson running down that sideline last practice? We need a nickname for him.
You just said it.
Yeah, Alto. Well, we've talked about when we even interviewed him at Media Day last year before the season. He talked about how everyone always compares him to Eric Dickerson. I think he mentioned him when we had him in studio a few weeks ago, too. So,
Hold on really quick. I have to confirm that this is a real thing, not just made up in my mind. Do you remember the movie Balto?
Yes. Why?
Because that's a good nickname for Alto. Dog. That's like a perfect running back metaphor.
Balto was a true story too, I think.
Yeah. Just carrying the whole squad.
Just a pure dog.
Yeah, just a dog.
Yeah, I used to watch Balto all the time.
That came into my brain, and I was like, wait, is that actually what it's called? I had to Google it. Yeah, when you Google Balto, not the movie isn't the first thing that comes up.
Yep.
Actual dog.
Yep. Wow, what a blast from the past. We're getting Tiger King and Balto references on today's show.
Let's go. I'm trying to up my reference game.
Third Eye Sky, over under on Caitlin Clark points. She had 31 last time.
I was going to say, you probably set it at 29.5.
You taking the under?
Yes.
Let's go. I'll ride with it. Anthony Albury with the super chat. RK, the brisket fried rice was fire. Will there be tailgate fellowship at the UCF game in RK's honor?
I don't want to think about this. Yes, there will. There will. But I don't want to think about it. Girls Club doesn't like Balto as a nickname for Alto.
Automatic? But we already have Automata.
I'm sticking with Balto. This is going to be my... This is going to be this year's Dime Time.
Look, man, I was behind Dime Time. I can't get behind Balto. I'm sorry. It's
the sled dog, bro. That's a sick nickname.
No. Not for me. Scott asked...
Dime Time deserved a better fate.
I mean, the man himself shot it down.
I know. That's why I gave it up.
Scott asked, are you guys going to attend some practices since you are considered family by Coach Prime and CU? We haven't asked,
yeah.
But if we are invited, we will, of course, say yes.
Yep, exactly.
This is the point in time last year where it was an open media practice, and then someone decided to go...
Mark Kisla. Sorry.
And interview crazy right now. Coach Mack, and then, yeah.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Don Peasy said, someone said... Big Clydesdale. I'm thinking Slidesdale because he's big and fast. That man was moving. He was moving.
It's true. Clydesdales, you know what they do? They carry like a chariot.
Yeah.
Just like Balto.
Jesus. I thought we were getting something more there than that. That's it, huh?
Damn, sorry to let you guys down there.
In this corner, the Crusher.
Scroll up a little bit. I feel like I saw a question that was good. Keep going. Oh, D Mills said there was a number 22 at CU and that looked similar. That's what I said when we interviewed him last year at Media Day. Chris Brown.
Oh, yeah.
My favorite buff of all time. Kind of had that tall frame.
Yeah.
A little bit of an upright runner,
uh-huh.
But still ran with power and speed. God, man, what a fun player to watch.
I like that.
Might just go watch some Chris Brown highlights.
There you go.
Sounds awesome.
Watch right 62 to 36 again?
Yeah.
When's the last time you watched it? Last
probably
year?
Probably last year, right before the game, yeah.
Last one. The Terrell will, with so many receivers, do you see Travis moving to slot? And would be a great season statistically for Travis to put him as a Heisman finalist. Put Travis wherever. He played out of the slot a bit at times, I think, last year.
He did. I don't like having him in the slot. Just because you're going more over the middle in the slot,
yeah.
More contact, more danger.
But
keep him on the sideline.
Then he also has the opportunities to make two Nebraska guys hit each other and make people look very, very silly.
That's true.
I think the Stanford touchdown with the spin move was out of the slot, that drag.
It could have been.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm fine with like drags and stuff like that. I just don't want...
You don't
keep
want him curling
away from
up.
The safeties.
Yeah. All right. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll have Uncut at the end of the week. And we'll be back doing football things next week, actually. Can't wait.
Let's go Buffs.
Let's go Buffs.
We all silly like the mayor.